Mark, a very special guest on the line with us right now, former Alabama running back, former NFL running back, Kerry Goode from Old Hazeltown, one of the many Goodes who excelled at football. Kerry, I want to welcome you to the show here in Mobile. Good morning.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. I want to get right to the, let's get to the part about where in 2015 you posted on Facebook that you have been diagnosed with ALS, which, as we know, is Lou Gehrig's disease. And I want to kind of bring us up to date. What was your mindset then when you found out, and what is your mindset now on having this disease?
Well, like any other, terminal illness, you go through why you have all of that. But, you can't stay there. You have to keep moving and start and keep living. My mindset is no different today. It's, it's what I've been diagnosed with, but it's, you can't treat it as a life sentence and walk around being all depressed every day. You still got a lot of life to live, and you got to go out and live it.
Speaking about living it, you've also been very much involved with the foundation. And tell us about that and what the purpose and how is the Kerry Goode Foundation working out?
Well, it's goodefoundation.org. You can get it there. It's working out great. My wife and I, we would go to every clinic in Atlanta. Of course, you'd sit, in the waiting room waiting for your appointment. And you would meet a lot of different people with ALS. And, of course, you start to share stories of your journey with the disease. And you find out, a lot of people are being taxed by, having the disease, not being able to get to the clinic, traveling from Alabama, traveling from Georgia, all over the place, and having to spend money to stay overnight, after or come up a day early. So my wife and I decided to, let's start trying to help other people with, these issues and also help to find a cure. And that's what we're doing.
ALS, as far as I know, with my limited knowledge, affects the nerve cells. Do they ever give you a reason? Do doctors know what causes this?
No, we're going on 75 plus years here with since Lou Gehrig announced his famous speech, luckiest man alive. But, since that time, we still haven't come up with anything to determine what causes it. But there are a few other medications that are coming onto the market that, supposedly are slowing it down. I have yet to start the new one. We'll start that here in the next coming week. Called Radicovich, and we'll see how that goes. But, a lot of diseases have been cured and medications found over the last 75 years, and ALS just doesn't happen to be one of those.
Kerry, it's been documented. You went to the college football playoff national championship game, correct?
That's correct.
Your thoughts on that game, and did I read that you didn't stay for the whole thing, or you didn't see the game-winning play?
Well, I saw the game-winning play. I just saw it in my living room.
Good place to watch it.
Yeah, we went to the game, of course, of the fiasco of trying to get into the game.
Yeah.
They're sitting out there in the rain, and, president coming, they wouldn't let anyone in until he got in his position, and so that made the start of a difficult evening. Then by the end of the third quarter, I told my wife, I don't know, I didn't know he'd already left at that time. Let's get out of here before, we get caught up in all of this again. And we watched, on my iPad, we watched on the way to the house, and then by the time we got to the house, they were attempting a field goal that he missed, so, then we, of course, caught the overtime and everything else. But, it was a great, great game. I think that, Georgia could have won it. But in my opinion, they pulled up after they had that 80-yard touchdown bomb. They started with conservative. And you can't go conservative on Alabama. You got to keep, as they say, to beat the champ. You know, to beat the champ, you got to beat the champ. And I just think they pulled back and tried to not lose the game.
Kerry, I want to reminisce a little bit. You were the freshman of the year in the SEC in 1983. You were the first of the four brothers. Your cousin was Antonio Lang. But I just remember the time. I'm not sure about the timeline, but reminisce a little about the Boston College. I think it was the opening game. Doug Flutie was quarterbacking Boston College. And I remember you were having a fantastic first half. And then did you then incur a leg injury that kind of knocked you out of the game after that?
I did, you know, as you said, was having, you know, one of the games that people dream of having. For me, I know at a different level, but I attended Hazelwood High School in Town Creek, Alabama, and I'd had those type of games all my life in high school, but to do it on the collegiate level was one of my first opportunities to do that. And, you know, we come back after the second half, opening kickoff, take it, return it all the way. In the next series, we tossed, just a toss sweep. And I planted my foot, and my knee went out on me. No one ever hit me or anything. But, you know, at that point, we were up 31-7, and we ended up losing the game. That's that Doug Flutie, you know, on his way to winning the Heisman that year. So, you know, he ends the year with the Hail Mary pass against Miami. So, you know, he had two opportunities to be on national TV that, you know, everybody saw the games, and they were probably, you know, the only show in town at that time.
Kerry, we're kind of running out of time, and I do want to at least give you the opportunity, and we got less than 30 seconds, for anybody who wants to donate to your foundation and help maybe find a cure for ALS. What do they need to do?
Go to goofoundation.org. You can catch me there. I'm also on Facebook. You can catch me on that as well. You know, Kerry Good or Good Foundation. Anything you can do would be significant. And, you know, we're not asking everybody to break the bank. You know, $1, $2, $5. Anything you can do, that, you know, it all goes to a worthy cause.
Keep you in our prayers. The best of luck. Hope to catch up to you soon, Kerry. Thank you so much for joining us.
All right. Thank you, guys.
For those wondering, I just put the link to the foundation in the app. We didn't get a chance to get to it, but he penned a very emotional post leading up to that national championship game. And I can say it's pretty profound stuff. Quote, "People who fall the hardest bounce back the highest. That's why falling is just another way to fly." So great catching up with Kerry. We'll hopefully do that some other time a little bit down the road. Hour number three is on the way. We'll start with some headlines and some college hoops with South Alabama coach Matthew Graves right here on the Sports Station WNSP.